in Abilene.
I'm going to go through this stuff quickly, and at the end I'll give you the email address if something catches your eye. A lot of this stuff is boat anchor stuff. All of it is working condition. Some of it has been gone through by R.L. Howard. And if anyone knows, he's the guru. Lots of nice stuff. Let's see, about 25 items. And again, quickly.
His email, in case anyone's interested in the boat anchors.
The ones that stand out in my mind are the R-392, the only one 500 for it. That's probably the best military receiver you'll ever find. Yeah, everything's been gone through and taken care of by R.L. Howard, or a lot of it has. Of course, R.L.'s not with us anymore, but his work out with him and will forever. And at any rate, Charlie Clark, Kilo 5 Mike's brother, at suddenlink.net, that's his email. Mike Bravo X-ray at suddenlink.net. Charlie helped move this stuff because he's fixing to move up the country, and he can't carry it all. The doctor said not to pick up 500 pounds at a time, so you know how that goes. But Charlie's a good old boy. He's one of the big guys, and he'll treat you right.
Yeah, I've got another.
Go right ahead.
That's all right. Yeah, this is W5DPK. And next one I've got is for Cora Juliet 5, Quebec Whiskey Uniform. KJ5TWU. Now that's a mouthful. And his name is Logan. He's in the Air Force. He's in Abilene, Texas. He's looking for a power supply, 20-amp power supply. It's something, probably a switcher, but something close to Abilene, you know, that he doesn't maybe get, maybe he can go get it, who knows.
We can make some sort of arrangement if you have a switcher.
That's shippable, but... anyway, he's looking for a 20-amp power supply, 12 volts. His phone number is 910-685-5452. 910-685-5452. His name is Adrian. I'm sorry, his name is Logan. And he is in Abilene. Five Quebec Whiskey Uniform. Again, he's in the Air Force, and Abilene just is all dry of 20 amp power supplies. Again, thank you, W5DBK.
Okay, Dennis. Alrighty, Kilo Juliet 5 Quebec Mike Uniform. His name is Logan. He's in Abilene, Texas. He is looking for a 20 amp power supply. Yeah, I don't, I guess, it could be a switcher or whatever. It's a 20-amp power supply. If anyone's in the area or relatively close by that has one they don't need anymore, you can reach him at area code 910-685-5452. 910-685-5452. Anyone need a fit? Nothing heard. Okay, anyone else for the Friday night Traders Net? Come now. Alrighty, let me catch Don, let me catch Doug, and then I'll pick you up next. Go ahead, Doug.
Yeah, okay, Jay, and appreciate you picking me up. Type mics. One's brand new, the other one is used. So I've got the box with the new one and all this stuff to go with it. And I've got the Heil cable, XLR to, I can't remember which pin is on the radio side of it, but I think it's wired up to an ICOM, so that would be an 8-pin. So I've got two of those. One's brand new, and like I said, one is used. That is 140 apiece. And that's Rock to Belkin as well. The next item up is actually a Kenwood TS-520SE, the hybrid. Very good collector quality, I would say. Not a thing wrong with it. All the knobs and all the controls work. Full output on the 8146s. I even got two spare 8146s if anybody needs those. I'll probably just throw that into the deal. I'd like a 300 and a little help on the shipping, or like I said, I could meet you in Milton. 300. And I do have the boxes for the radio. Factory boxes. Factory box, excuse me. I also have an Astron switch and power supply. It is a 50 amp power supply. I take 220 for it.
He thinks they're the ones that are terminated on the other end with an ICOM
plug at 18 and ICOM, Mike Clark. He wants 140. For those. He's all this stuff is will be available. He will bring it to Belton, and that's in 75 days. So he has the Gold Elite bikes for 140 each. He has a Kenwood GS520 SA. SE, that's what it is, with a couple, with an extra pair of 6146s that are brand new, for $300. He also has a box for the radio, by the way. He, Doug also has an Aston 50 amp switching power supply. It looks good, he just doesn't need it anymore. And it was, was that 220 or 250?
That's a SS50 switching power supply. That's a switcher.
Yeah, I know. But you wanted what, 220 or 250 for it?
You faded out on me, Jay.
I think you said 220, Jay.
Okay, we'll say 220, and if it's different, then we'll go from there. let me see. Okay. Last, I can't believe I faded out on you. The band must be shifting around. Last but not least, Doug has a Henry 2KD5, runs a pair of 3500Zs. It looks very clean. I've seen a picture of it. He said it works like a hose. And $1,500 for that. And you can reach Doug, text him first, because he's like the rest of us old guys. He's getting all a lot of spam calls. You can text him at 936-230-7585. Does anyone need fill, or does anyone have any corrections for me? I suppose not. All right. W5, W5OZZ. Go ahead, Doc. I may have missed some of that, the bands up and down, but you're still looking for an 86 Alpha, is that correct?
Oh yeah.
I'm not sure what's happening with the band.
He said yes.
He said yes? Okay. He's looking for an 86 and he's also looking for some tubes, some 3500s, and some 4400s.
And a Kenwood.
And a Kenwood F-Road, you mean like a 922? Okay. Don's looking for a Kenwood amplifier as well. Sorry, Don, usually you're moving in here, but it's not really good right now. Yeah, I think so. No, it's not QRM, it's just a band.
Okay.
Anyway, Don can be reached. Area code 832-755-2341. 832-755-2341. sorry. What are you looking for?
Kenwood 890.
Oh.
Kenwood 590.
Okay, I think I got it now. Okay, Don is also looking for a Kenwood 890. And a Kenwood 590 SG, and ahead of that, or after that, he's going to need a big antenna for all that stuff. So Don is looking for a 50 foot crank up tower, and if anyone's got one they want to get rid of, once again, Don can be reached at area code 832-755-2341.
832-755-2341.
Anyone need to? Thank you, Don.
Thank you. Anyone
else for the Friday night?
Who is
that?
Kilo 5 Delta Hotel Echo.
Oh, hello, Jim. Go ahead.
Oh, bud. How you doing tonight?
Pretty good.
Like you about buying this old net tonight for all it's worth. I was listing I was wanting a power supply for a radio, and I found one with belly for you. You guys can take that off the list and your advertising, you know. And I'm gonna get a 50 amp from with a meter from belly over in Mississippi. And by chance, do you have a phone number for that guy that has all that nice equipment in Abilene? I don't have that old boy's phone number.
No, sir. I don't have a phone number, but I do have an email address, which is his call. Are you ready to copy?
Yeah, I guess I can copy it. I don't know nothing about no email stuff, but I can copy it. Go ahead.
Well, you know, he might be able to help you with that. W5DPK Dennis, because he's been up there. I'll go ahead and give you the email, but if you contact Dennis, he may have more information. I'm not sure, but Charlie's email is his call sign, Kilo5MikeBravoXray@suddenlink.net. Get it?
Yeah, I got it.
All righty. And you, okay, you're going to get you a power supply from Bill, so anything else you need?
Yeah, give me Dennis's phone number. I'll call him and get him started, guys. Number. I don't have his phone number.
Oh, you don't have his phone number, Dennis?
Oh, well, I got one of them computer things. I got a real nice Commodore 64, but I don't think it does the email stuff, whatever that is. Yeah, well, I don't know nothing about the computers. I do got one, and I try to get on that Pornhub, but it doesn't seem to work. The pictures aren't very good.
Okay.
Oh, they're all off to the college. They're big college kids. 12 of them, every one of them graduated with a master's and a bus number. They get to be doctors and want to do it. But they don't have the patience to do anything.
All right. You need anything else, Jim?
No, I just hope to be having some way to get a hold of that fella.
Well, like Dennis said, if he just wants to just email him, that's about all we can do. I don't know. He's Well, anyway, that's all I know.
Good man. Thank you for your help, though.
All righty. Thank you, sir. Okay, folks, this is the Friday night, 3870 Traders Net. If you have anything you want to buy, sell, trade, give away, come now. I'm not going to beg you one more time. Is there anyone for the net? Okay, remember, 75 days from now, we're going to be rolling up on Melton, getting ready to cook about 100 and some odd pounds of brisket. So, y'all bring an appetite, and I'll bring some money and buy some junk and get a good meal. We'll see you later. I'm now turning the net off and returning the frequency with more than one amateur gift.
Well, all right.
Quick,
when did I do? Oh, do you want to do the ham fest? Go ahead.
Yeah, why not? All right. This is W5DTK. Let's see. August 7th and 8th. Coming up 3 weeks, something like this. It's Shreveport Bossier Ham Fest. West of Shreveport proper. September 4th and 5th. September 4 and 5. Slidell, Louisiana. Belton is October 2nd and 3rd. October 23rd and 24th is Texoma Hammerama at Ardmore, Oklahoma. And
it is. It may get better later. When you said Mena, you said Oklahoma. Mena's in Arkansas.
Did I say Oklahoma? Well, you know, you got to go through Oklahoma to get there. But sometimes
it's
such
a wrong
turn.
Man. Oh, man. It's too early, man. Well, anyway, confusion takes place later after at least 4 or 5 bottle caps.
How do you get there from here?
You go north and east.
Well, all right. All right.
I get more confused by the young ladies than I do the drink.
Don't let them step on you, Jake.
Well, they can do anything they want. Almost.
Who's gonna run the camera?
ain't into that.
So you ain't got to do nothing. You ain't the camera under control. You just do what you got to do.
Yeah, I probably will, yeah. The details are not available at the moment.
You don't want nothing edited. Now you go get in your truck and get out of here.
Good Lord. Well, it's 8 o'clock. I guess, yeah, they're open. Huh, I might do that.
Time to be terminal.
No, I got to get something to eat first. I am not going to the VFW on an empty stomach.
Better stay away from from Whataburger.
You never know. I might find something there.
You could. You going to have me to eat that for you?
I'll probably not
eat it because it's hard. I don't want to eat on the way to the
vegan. I ain't taking the burger inside.
Oh, okay. Don't forget to put on some tofu.
I already did that.
Well.